Welcome to the Compass Podcast, featuring Chris Chandro and the Compass team. We hope this message is just for you.
So let me ask you guys a question. How many of you guys have ever gotten like a Christmas gift that you don't like? Anybody? Okay, I'm going to tell you about a Christmas gift that I got, and this is just, I'm just going to be gut level honest. This is the worst Christmas present that I ever got in my life. And I'm saying this knowing that my parents are in the room right now. So if you see them, have mercy. Now, I want to start off by saying, when I turned 12, my birthday's in November, when I turned 12, in that 1 month period, I got both the best gift I've ever gotten in my childhood years and the worst gift. So when I turned 12 for my birthday, I got an electric guitar, which was just like the coolest thing ever. I mean, my parents just blew it out. Electric guitar was awesome. And maybe because I got an electric guitar for my birthday, a month later when Christmas comes around, I got my presents, and we all took turns, and you get the presents sitting on your lap on the couch, right? And it was my turn to open it up, and I opened up the first one, and I think I got a bathrobe or something, but it was no big deal because there was more to get, and you know, we're going around, and my mom liked to do the socks because she knew he needed socks anyway, and so you know, we'd open up a bag of socks, and she'd go, "Oh, Santa's the best. He knows what you need." And I'm like, "I don't care what I need, Santa." Care about what I want. And so it goes around, and I got to my last present, 12-year-old kid, and I'm like, this is the big one. Okay, this is the good one. I'm really stoked and excited about it. And as I begin to peel the wrapping paper and shred it off, and there's this box, like a Bergner's box. And I took the lid off, and I knew this was going to be it. Crazy excited. Last gift, and I opened it up, and in the box was sitting just shiny red and just beautiful was a Bible. Okay, you can laugh. Okay, we're in church, but as a 12-year-old kid opening up my Christmas present and it's a Bible. And I did the thing you do when you get a Christmas present you don't want. You go, "Oh my gosh, it's perfect. It's just, oh, it's great. Thank you. Thank you so much." But here's what you do. Like, maybe in the passive aggressive way, you want them to know that you don't like it without having to say it. So you go, "It's so perfect. Thank you so much." And you're just kind of, I love this thing. It's awesome. So I was probably not as gracious as I should have been when I got that. But honestly, for a 12-year-old kid, when I opened that up, like a Bible. I didn't want a Bible. I wanted something flashy and, you know, I wanted a stinking like He-Man Castle of Grayskull with a sword that I could pull out and be like, "By the power," you know, that's what I wanted. And I got a Bible. And so I was really disappointed because a Bible was just not the greatest gift for me at 12. I wanted, wow, I wanted a toy. I didn't want something I needed. I didn't want something that was, I don't know, going to speak to my spiritual life. I wanted pizzazz. And a lot of times in our lives, we just want that pizzazz, right? We want something that's going to wow us and something that's just going to be amazing and remarkable. And when it comes down to the things that are good for us, you know, the things that are like, well, it's time to take your medicine, we can tend to be like, "Okay, that's a big thumbs down. I'm not into that. So give me the wow. Give me the gift that's going to be outrageous and amazing and special." What's interesting about this, since we all know what it's like to get a gift that we didn't really anticipate and that we didn't really necessarily want to begin with, Jesus was a gift to the world that the world wasn't even really looking for or wanted. 1 John talks about Jesus coming and his birth, and it says this. It says that when he was born, he came to his own people, but they didn't know who he was, and they didn't even want him to begin with. So Jesus, this amazing gift to the world that God gave, he gave to people who were in desperate need of a savior. He gave to people who were looking for a Messiah who would come and rescue them, who would pull them out of darkness. In fact, 1 John says this. It says there were people living in great darkness. They couldn't see. They didn't understand what they were doing. They didn't understand the damage that they were doing to themselves by the way that they were living. And they were just surrounded and living in darkness. And the people who were living in darkness, you know what they wanted? They wanted fireworks, man. They wanted boom. They wanted a light show, you know, laser lights, fog, the whole nine yards. That's what the people who were living in darkness were looking for in a Messiah. They were looking for something bright and sparkly and amazing that came with a bunch of pizzazz. And what they ended up getting was a baby who was born illegitimately to a mother who got pregnant before she was married, to a husband who used to be a righteous man, but everybody now looked at him as if he was no longer righteous because he either had sex with this girl before she got married or he was taking on a child that some other guy had impregnated. They obviously had very little money because they ended up in Bethlehem in a stable. And so this Messiah that they're looking for, who's going to come in on like, you know, a chariot of flame that's just, wah, comes in instead on a dark night in a dirty stable, surrounded by a bunch of animals, laid down in a manger full of hay because he doesn't have a bed. And the people of Israel looked at Jesus in much the same way that I looked at that Bible when I opened it up when I was 12 years old. Wow, this is great. Because he wasn't what they wanted. He wasn't what they were expecting. And the people living in great darkness, they saw a light in the darkness. It's what John chapter 1 says, that a light came and illuminated the darkness. But the people who it came to, they didn't recognize that light. And they pushed it aside, just like I pushed aside that old Bible when I was 12 years old. But here's what's interesting about that Bible, okay? So I got it when I was 12, and I literally put it on a shelf, you know, because I was just mad. Just stupid Bible. This is dumb. Who wants a Christmas Bible? Christmas Bible? Put it on a bookshelf, and I let it sit there for months. And then, you know, one day I just pulled it down and I was like, you know what? I probably ought to read my Bible. Let's take a look at this. And so I opened it up and I started reading it. What's amazing about that Christmas Bible that I got when I was 12 years old is that 20 some years later, I still have it. It is in pieces, okay? It is just like, it's disintegrated. The cover is all ripped off. It's in two sections. The spine is totally broken. But I still have that Bible that I got when I was 12 years old. I honestly couldn't even tell you what other gifts I got that year. I only really remember like a handful of other Christmas presents I got when I was a kid, the toys. And one of them, by the way, was Battle Cat from He-Man, which he was awesome. I do remember that one. But I don't have any of that stuff. I sold Battle Cat at a garage sale for 50 cents because I had this phase when I was a kid and I just wanted money. All that stuff is gone. Everything that was the pizzazz, the wow, everything that was just like, ah, this is awesome. I want it so bad. The one thing that I have 20 some odd years later that I got from Christmas when I was a child is a beaten up, cover torn, spine broken, pages all written up and torn and, you know, probably dropped in a bathtub, is this old Bible that I got when I was 12 years old. You see, sometimes for us, the gift that we get that we don't appreciate in the moment is the gift that's going to mean the most in the long term. For some of you, you maybe came in today, you came in this morning, and you were expecting pizzazz, and you were expecting wow, and you wanted to see the kids sing, and you were excited to see the grandkids get up here and you know, have their kazoos, and it was just going to be excited. Maybe you came because you wanted to see the gifts, because maybe you have a friend who's at Compass, and they challenged you, and you bought a gift for foster care. But when it comes to church, when it comes to Jesus, when it comes to the Bible, you know, all that stuff is just not really important to you. You came for the lights. You came for the show. Well, here's what I want you to know is that today you may have come for the show. And what we may be pushing over to you right now, you know, to your 12-year-old Christmas gift psyche is a Bible that you don't think you want or need because you're looking for something sparklier and brighter. Maybe like the people of Israel 2,000 years ago who were looking for a Messiah who was going to come in and be born as a king, and he was going to be born in power and wealth and riches and authority. He's just going to be like a light shining in the darkness and everyone would know and it'd just be amazing. Maybe you're like them and you're looking for that, and instead you get a Savior who's born in a manger and he's illegitimate and he's poor and he doesn't really look like much. But can I tell you this? When you're living in the darkness, when you're living in the darkness, the smallest light can mean the most. My Bible when I was 12 was a small light. I didn't think it was that big a deal, and I didn't know that it was going to mean as much to me until I'm even speaking to you now. 20 years later, I can look back and say that was one of the most special and important gifts that I ever got as a child. And today I want you to know this, is that Jesus is the most special and wonderful gift that you could ever receive in your lifetime. He may not be the fireworks, may not be the wow factor, it may not be, you know, the sexy James Bond lifestyle that you're looking to live, but I can tell you this, is that Jesus can change things for you, that you don't have to live in darkness anymore, that God gave his son to change the world, to fix things that are broken, to fix people that are broken, and to change your life. And this morning, the gift that we can offer you as Compass is this, is the best life that you could ever possibly live. Because we believe that following Jesus is hands down, unquestionably, the greatest life that any of us could ever live. From my kids, to my wife, to you, to your kids, to every single person in this room. We're not offering religion. We're not offering membership in a church. We are very literally offering you the best life that you could ever live in Jesus. That's what Christmas is all about. It's what the gift of Jesus is all about. So I encourage you today, don't push that gift of Jesus too far off to the side, because it may be the type of thing that 25 years down the road, you look at this gift and you can say, wow, it changed everything for me. Let me pray for you. Dear Heavenly Father, I thank you so much for bringing us together to celebrate this holiday season and to celebrate the gift that is Jesus. And Lord, we thank you, Lord, that even though it didn't make sense to people back then that Jesus would be born the way he was, that Jesus would come poor and without the fanfare, that it would resonate for thousands and thousands of years, the humility of Christ, the fact that Jesus was willing to lay aside the things that make him God so that he could humble himself and save us so that we could know God. Lord, I pray for every single person in this room. I pray, Lord, this Christmas that more than anything else that you would help us to know you more. And I pray that you would help us to recognize the gift that is you. Jesus, it's not a gift that's about religious activities. It's not a gift that's about managing our sin. It's not a gift that's about being involved in a spiritual or church organization. It's simply a gift about aligning our lives with yours so that we can live in the best way that we possibly can. And that we can know true joy, true peace, and true love. Lord, I pray that this is the message of Christmas that you would awaken our hearts all across this room today, Lord. We pray all this in your name. Amen.
Thank you for joining us at Compass. We hope you enjoyed this podcast. If you have any questions about Compass or this message, contact us at our website, www.compassbn.com.